Hey, thanks for choosing my audio today. Knowing that you're listening to me, wow, is one of the biggest turn-ons. I get such pleasure from painting these audio landscapes, knowing that my words are hitting you in the heart and in your groin. It's like we're two interconnected parts of, wow, of the same erotic experience. I speak these words and I find myself becoming aroused, especially when I know it's you who's listening and you drink me in, following each of my inflections, being warmed by my laugh and teased by the wonderful promise of sensuality that my voice offers, because you know with total certainty that at some point in the next few minutes you're gonna come, that my voice is seductive, that you can't help it. You hear me saying these naughty things and your body takes over. Your balls start churning. Your groin starts moving, maybe thrusting a little, as if you're making love to me. And that's the beginning of this lovely journey we take together. That always, yes, always, don't deny it, ends with your milk flowing out of you, as you spasm and moan, desperately imagining how wonderful it would be to be inside me. I love to imagine you lost in my words, breathing heavily as your cock starts to stiffen, your eyes closed as you concentrate really hard on visualizing me, what I look like and what it would feel like to have me touching you, kissing you, and I tell you all the delicious things I want you to do. And all the while, I know the pressure inside your pants is building so sweetly, so deliciously. Well, it's really hard sometimes to concentrate on performing a script, because all I want to do is touch myself. And I also have to admit that on occasions when a script or an improvisation I'm doing has struck a really sensual nerve in me, I have to stop recording and go to my special place, my secret place, the place in the house where I feel most private, most secure, the place where I touch myself, play with myself, use my toys. And time stops, those endless lists I make just fall away, my worries recede, because I'm so focused on pleasuring myself. That place, it's almost sacred to me, the best spot in my house. How about you? Is there somewhere special you'd like to go when you want to masturbate? Somewhere you feel really relaxed, somewhere where you know you won't be disturbed, where you can stretch out, lie back, get undressed and let yourself concentrate completely on bringing yourself to orgasm, because this is the moment in your day that you know you can totally immerse yourself in your fantasies. Is that where you are right now? I bet it is. I would bet my life on the fact that at this very moment, you're in your special place. Hold on. Let me picture it. There, I've got it. I can see you. Hi, it's so nice to be with you. Look at you, your eyes shut tightly, your headphones on. That look on your face, half serious, half as if you're in pain. The one that tells me you're yearning for me is so strong that somehow it transports me to wherever you are. I love this time with you, my darling. Watching you listen to me, being loving and dirty with you. Seeing the power I have over you, the way my words and my voice go straight to the heart of you. The passion we have for each other is so strong, so undeniable. It seems to transcend everything, time, space, the fact we're hundreds or thousands of miles apart, or who knows, maybe I live on the next street. All those things really don't matter, do they? Because now, this very second, we're together. I love it when you reach for a bottle of massage oil and you unscrew the top, pour it over your cockhead. We both watch it run all the way down your shaft. I love how we laugh together when it's too cold. Straight out of the bottle, you flinch just for a moment. I love seeing you so turned on when the oil trickles down to your balls and gives a little grunt of surprise and pleasure. When I cup your ball sack in my hand and smear the oil all over you. Did you know you always hold your breath at that moment? It's your way of losing yourself, giving yourself over totally to the most exquisite pleasure I'm bringing you. We love moments like that, don't we, my sweet? Lube is so sensuous, right? I love it when you spread it all over my breasts, where you kiss me. I love how you lift my hair off my neck, massage the oil into my shoulders. That's one of the things I love most in sex. The moment when a man moves his hands over my shoulders. It feels so intimate. It promises so much to come. And when his hands are soft and slippery, when the massage oil is sliding over my shoulder blades, and he kisses my neck and moves his hands down my body, all over my chest, cupping my beautiful tits, squeezing them firmly, my full aroused breasts. Fuck. Wow. It makes me weak with desire. So, I was wondering if today you might like to see my secret place. You're one of the few I've ever invited there. And I'm only doing it because, well, we really don't have many secrets between us, do we? I mean, you've made it pretty clear that you love what I do. That you're besotted with me in the best way. That's why I feel really comfortable sharing it with you. The place that I like to reserve just for playing with myself. The place I revel in the eroticism, the sensuality I feel as I'm lying back, gently fingering myself, my legs wide apart, no one else around. I love that place. is where I go to imagine that you're there with me. And when I trust, really trust a lover, like the way I trust you, I love to play with myself in front of them, to tease myself. I love to moan and sigh, make those alluring, intoxicating little whimpers, the ones that tell you that I'm really turned on, that show that all of my inhibitions are long gone. Would you like to see me like that? Lost in pleasure, because I know you're watching. I know you would. You love it when I give myself over to sheer, uncontrollable abandonment. When you see me writhing, twisting, my head moving uncontrollably from side to side. That's your biggest turn on, isn't it, babe? And I love that you love it. I love knowing that, because what I'm doing, your prick is stiffening, your balls are tightening, your mouth is getting dry, and your heart is racing, all from watching me playing and pleasuring myself, seeing my fingers inside just slide over and around my cunt, watching how I let them stray deep inside my wetness, and then how I pull them out and spread juices on my lips so that my pinkness is nice and sticky. When I'm playing like that and I know you're watching on the edge of your seat, I make sure that I make all the sounds that you love, the little sobs, the sighs of pleasure, the gasps, as I rub my clit faster and faster, and the shivers from flicking that tiny ridge of skin, the waves of deliciousness I'm experiencing. Well, they slowly start to build to that wonderful point where I'm so focused on how wonderful it feels that I forget that you're even in the room. The whole universe is contained in my clit. God, I love turning you on like that. I love knowing that you're just completely under my control, that I can send you over the top, bring you to orgasm, just by giving myself totally to my own pleasure. So, how about today we go, just you and me, to my secret place, to my play area? Yes, okay, let me show you. Come on. It's this chair right here. Looks pretty ordinary, right? Just a plain, nondescript, grey, fabric-covered chair. This is where it all happens, where I've experienced some of my most powerful orgasms. What is it? You look surprised. What did you think it would look like? Did you imagine red lighting, a Chinese rug, Moroccan cushions, strewn everywhere? Nope. Just a plain grey chair is where the magic happens. So, how about we christen it? As a couple, I mean. Do you see my rabbit ears vibrator? Is the pink one on the coffee table the one that looks like a dildo? But it has that funny little attachment about halfway down. They look like tiny rabbit ears. I want you to use it on me. It's my special gift for you, for being such a devoted listener. I want you to control it. Do everything to me that you'd do if I was your own dick. coming into me. Oh, you should see the look on your face. You look like a little boy on Christmas morning. You really want this, don't you? My filthy, darling boy. Go on. Switch it on. That's it. Go with your instincts. Do whatever feels right. Oh. That feels good. Yes. Just run up and down the centre of my pussy. That's a delicious way to begin. That's it. Oh my god. Yes. Let it tease each of my lips. Slowly. Fuck, that's nice. Yes, do that. Use it to prise my cunt open. Oh my love. That feels fucking amazing. Oh fuck. Yeah. Oh, just keep on my clit. Just like that. Are you using that rotating head? You're an old hand at this, you dirty boy. Oh god. That's so intense. No. No. Hold on. Stop. I don't want to come so quickly. Fuck. You really know how to tease a girl. I love that about you. Phew. Okay. You can go again. Oh, that's lovely. Yes. Come inside of me. Slowly now. I want to savor this. That rounded head. Oh, God. You fill me up so perfectly. And it's you, isn't it? Tell me it is. Tell me it's your cock inside of me. Oh, my love. That feels just like your prick. So smooth. So strong. You're filling me up so beautifully. Oh, my love. I love you. I love your cock. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, slide it in and out of me. Jesus. You're incredible. Now, my darling, go deeper. Please. Fuck me. Position those little bunny ears. Right. Oh, God. Against my clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Move it around in me. Oh, fuck. Those ears are grazing my clit. God. It's like you're fucking me and fingering me all at the same time. Oh, my love, you're just so good to me. Push it deeper. Yeah, that's it. Increase the pace. Fuck. I feel like I'm gonna faint. No, no, don't stop. There's no better way to pass out. Oh, yeah. That's it. Fuck me. Fuck my sweet little cunt. Oh, God, I can feel it building. Oh, I'm almost there. Please, my love. I want to come. Make me come. I love you.
Oh my god. Oh fuck. Yeah. Oh. Oh god. Oh. Holy shit. That was unbelievable. What on earth did you do, you evil boy? Whoa. I just... Oh, fuck. That was so good. It was absolutely fucking tantalizing. Knowing that you are controlling me. Oh, God. I need a drink. Thank you, my love. Can we do this again? Soon?